GAW. Doing Indian River. Anyone out there?
88RRB monitoring.
This is Rod here, Indian River, Michigan. 11 below zero here. Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey. Over.
Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey. Kilo 8 Romeo Romeo Delta. Name here is Greg, and I'm located in Roger City, and we're sitting at about 2 degrees.
Temperature here, Greg?
We have about 2 degrees here in Roger City.
Yeah, you're a lot warmer than we are. We're 11 below zero here.
I'm about, maybe a quarter of a mile away from Lake Huron. So maybe we're getting a little bit of a breeze off the lake to keep things a little warmer. I know you guys more inland are a lot chillier than we are.
We're kind of like right smack in the middle between Lake Huron and Lake Michigan here. So, yeah, you guys probably, well, as you move inland about 10 miles, you probably get a cooler temperature. So, it's about maybe 35, 40 minute drive for me to get over there. So, from here, going across M68. Hey, thanks, Greg, for answering me. I just wanted to check, see how this was working. I don't know how far this thing is linked up, but I know it's linked up to several repeaters. I'm on the Sheboygan 46740 repeater. So, anyhow, back to you, and I'm going to my one here, because I got to get in the house. Wife's making pancakes.
Same repeater. I'm in Roger City. I work up in Sheboygan. But, I got a little J-pole that gets me up to Sheboygan quite nicely. And, in fact, it gets me up to the 6-4 repeater up in Pickford. So, anyway, enjoy your warm weather. Hi. K8RRD.
Boy, they're right. K8RRD. Thanks for the chat there, Greg. WG8RRD. I'm clear.
RRD clear.
KD8UIW mobile monitoring. KD8ZYW mobile monitoring.
KFA, GLB, monitoring. KFA, GLB, monitoring.
CLB monitoring. KSA-CLB radio check.
KF8DLB, NOTC. That's you, Dylan, there. You're just kind of missing the, you're just kind of in and out. Whereabouts are you, Dylan? Come in, Dylan. You're dropping in and out. Your keys, the repeater back is and forth there. Not getting everything here.
This is W8RRM and Gale, is anybody on up north?
Bravo.
Oh, I just heard a real scratchy part, but I did get Bravo in there, and that was about it. Try it again.
Bravo. I didn't count your call.
I'm sorry, sir, but you got a lot of scratchiness in there, and I can't get out, but I'm getting part of your call, Bravo something, and that's about it.
WSER557, I have a copy on you.
KB7OLD monitoring.
Testing, testing, WG8W.
Boy, you surprised that it works?
It was. I just set mobile back in the truck here. I'm in the barn, so the antenna's inside.
Well, you're about as full quieting as you could possibly be, Rod.
Thanks for the report. I'm going to be going downstate tomorrow with it. I wanted to put 2 meters back out in the vehicle here, so I don't usually have it in here all the time. So we got it in, ready to go.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I made a trip down to Cincinnati and back last week. So I had the little cheap 20-watt Chinese radio in her car. Not the easiest thing in the world to program on the fly either. Luckily, there were a couple repeaters that were the same frequencies that were in the code plug, just no tone, so tone didn't matter. But drove right on through Dayton, almost to the Kentucky line, and then back last week, Tuesday through Friday. Your name came up in conversation the other day up here, too. I don't remember why. Give me a minute. I'll think of it, though. WGAW, W8RPM, HK in the house.
W8RPM. Okay, 73. So I'm going to the house and get ready to hit the sack. I got to go down to Warren in the morning, so. Anyhow, adios. WGAW.
Okay, safe travels. You know, I might be driving in some snow. It might be done by morning, I don't know. It's like all of northern Michigan, they're saying 3 to 9 inches for all of them, probably down to Mount Pleasant. So, all right, safe travels. Have a good holiday. We'll talk to you soon. W8RPM.